I'm interviewing my grandpa, Rudy Roseman, otherwise known as Pappy. A brief introduction to who my grandpa is. He's been married for over 50 years, and through that time has created a family. He loves working with his hands and fixing things, even in his old age. And his fun hobbies of his is racquetball. I'm interviewing my grandpa because he's been through a lot, like a lot. And it has not fazed him as he continues to go strong to this day. All right, question number one. What was it like to grow up in your home?
I feel very strongly I had a very happy young childhood. Brought up with three brothers and two sisters, and we all stayed busy.
All right. What was your favorite memory from your childhood?
Overall, like I say, I really thought my childhood was good, but I would probably say the fact that we were busy all the time. We had horses, and we had a large garden, and we had several acres of land, so we were able to work with that, but we also were able to play a lot on it.
Okay. Did you have any life-changing events during your childhood?
Probably the biggest one that I had in childhood was I had a stick stuck in my right eye, and so I became blind in my right eye, and that caused it to be a lazy eye. So that kind of became a big thing for me, and I had to adjust a lot of things because of being blind in my right eye.
Okay. What did you do for fun during your childhood?
Probably the biggest fun things that we had horses, and we did it. We trained them for money, but then, like I say, I got to have horses, and a lot of my friends and people in the small town that I lived like to come to our place because they could also then ride our horses. And then we also had a baseball diamond on our property, so we were able to play baseball there, and just a lot of activities because we had the land and animals and different things.
Okay. How is life now different from life back then?
Probably, I would say for me, the biggest thing that I see differences in is technology and media. Because you have so much more available to you today in a much quicker, faster way. In some cases, very good. In some cases, I think, not so good.
Have you had any severe injuries in your life besides your eye?
Yes, I guess growing up with the animals, obviously I've had broken bones, ribs, collarbone, knee. Various things, but I was in a car accident where a car hit me and pushed me into another car, so my right leg was, all the muscles and tendons were torn up. And then I also had a motorcycle accident and broke number one and number two vertebrae. And so that could have definitely been, both of them, life-threatening. So they were a big deal.
Did you go to college after high school?
Yes. I was the only one in our family to go to college, but I did. So I went right after. In fact, I went to a prep high school. That was a very good thing because that's where I ended up learning business and things that pertain to my career going forward.
So, based on what you learned in college, what job did you get after?
Even while I worked in college, and that's why I changed what I was studying, I worked for JCPenney retail stores, and I worked full-time there while I was going to college. They wanted me to go into their management program, so I did change, and I took business and economics in college.
Did you stay with that career path your whole career?
Yes, I did, and that was one of the reasons why I joined the JCPenney company, is that I knew that they were a very large company and that they would have a lot of different types of jobs at all levels. The jobs would be there if I could qualify for them. And so I started in the stores, and then I went into district work, and then I went into regional work, and then I went into corporate work. So it worked out very, very well, and I enjoyed it.
How did you meet Pammy, your wife?
I met Pammy when I was in college, and I was in a fraternity, and one of my fraternity brothers knew her from childhood, and so, of course, then they were going to the same college, and so he introduced me to her, and that's what started our dating.
How long have you all been married?
How long what?
How long have you all been married?
We've been married for nearly 54 years this June.
What's the biggest advice to a happy and long marriage?
To me, marriage, I think you have to have respect for your partner at all times and listen to what they are trying to tell you at different times because it is a true partnership. And a partnership means that both people have equal rights.
Okay. And lastly, do you like the present time you are currently in or your past time more?
I don't know, Jackson, that I would rate one better than the other. I think that they're both just very different. I truly enjoyed my childhood, and there are times when I think that those times were much easier than what they are today because, again, of the total amount of knowledge that we can get on the computer and through media that we couldn't get when I was growing up. But then also I think that's more of a challenge to sort out what is right. And in some cases, I think it has led to more division rather than togetherness.
Oh, well, thank you for the interview.
Okay. Thank you, Jackson. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.